HarperCollins presents Untitled, The Real Wallis Simpson, Duchess of Windsor, by Anna Pasternak. Read by Laura Kerman. Prologue. The Heart Has Its Reasons. Once upon a time, there was a charming, handsome prince. Whenever he visited even the farthest reaches of his kingdom, his people flocked to see him. He was adored the world over. Everyone expected him to marry a pretty, well-bred English virgin who would one day become Queen of England and its vast empire. But when the prince was 37 years old, having previously shown no sign of wanting to get married, he fell in love with an odd-looking, twice-divorced American. No one thought that the affair would last, so everyone close to him kept quiet about it. When the prince's father, the king, died 5 years later, the prince inherited the crown. Courtiers assumed that the new king would find a suitable young bride. To their horror, he said that he could not continue to be king without the American woman he loved by his side, and that he intended to marry her. Everyone in the royal palaces, the prime minister, the government, the church, were shocked. They accused the wicked witch, divorcee, of being a sorceress who had cast a spell over their poor, gentle prince in order to become queen. The king's ministers told him that if he married this terrible woman, he would have to surrender the crown. But instead of renouncing his love, the king sacrificed his whole realm, an empire of over 500 million people, to be with her. He only ruled for 326 days, making his reign one of the shortest in his country's history. His devoted subjects were heartbroken. They blamed the ugly witch for taking their beloved sovereign away from them. His family banished him from the land, leaving him free to marry the woman he loved. Denied royal status, the couple spent the rest of their lives in exile, roaming the world aimlessly, sad that they could not return to the king's homeland and to the little castle that he adored. The world, meanwhile, imagined that this was the greatest love story ever told, and that husband and wife went on to live happily ever after. The story of the abdication of King Edward VIII and his marriage to Wallis Simpson has been told so many times that it has taken on the character of a fairy tale. Like fairy tales, much of what we are repeatedly told is in fact make-believe. The most scandalous love affair of the 20th century may have softened into a romantic legend with time, but dark myths still endure. The dashing young prince, whose charisma and glamour ensured him the status of a movie star, gave up the greatest throne in history, as Churchill called it, to marry his one true love, an American divorcee. Surely there can be no greater act of sacrifice than to give up such power, privilege, and adoration for love. And for a woman whose appeal was such a mystery to most. Edward Albert Christian George Andrew Patrick David Windsor was considered the world's most eligible bachelor. Society hostess Elsa Maxwell first met the Prince of Wales in the early 1920s at Mrs. Cuckoo Belleville's house in Manchester Square. He was a gay, golden-haired, blue-eyed, debonair Prince Charming, the most famous celebrity in the world, who seemed a Raphael angel grown up. He projected an aura of glamour that was as unmistakable as it was authentic. To the fashion editor, Diana Vreeland, "He was the golden prince. You must understand that to be a woman of my generation in London, any woman was to be in love with the Prince of Wales." Men were equally beguiled. Even the senior palace courtier, Alan Lascelles, known in royal circles as Tommy, and later a fierce critic of the former king, gushed in 1921 that the heir to the throne was the most attractive man I ever met. Piers Joey Lee, an equerry who remained in the prince's service for 20 years, accompanying him into exile, said of Edward a decade after the abdication, "His charm was so great that he would thrill..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?